What's up with Jessup? It's the only way to wake up. We state our views, state facts, and then afterwards we make up. From politics, business, to lifestyle, let's get this. Jessup Jong knows all the facts. He has no missed list. This podcast is your place for breaking news and hot takes. It's the only way to wake up. What's up with Jessup?
All right, welcome back to What's Up with Jessup. We're back at it again. We're writing the conclusion, concluding chapter. It's very exciting. One out of the last three of the three chapters we are looking at, and I'm writing things right now. I've already written about two sentences so far, and I'm going to be looking at material that I've researched. It's all just sentences and pieces of information that are harder to understand because, first of all, I have to order them, and then I have to make sense of them. What do I think about it? Why is this important? And things like that. So really making that information comprehensive and relevant to the actual paper and the points I'm making is the part I'm working on right now. So what I'm going to be doing is I will be looking at the research material I have and then writing them down, reading it to you, and then seeing what parts I will be implementing myself. Okay, so let's get into it. First, we've looked at the two sentences that I've written so far. In changing presidential administrations, the two communities have seen lopsided support either for either aid or rights, but not both at the same time. Well, there have been instances where the two have both gained support, like the Obama administration. So I think you can't really say that definitively and saying that there aren't any times where both have been supported. So I have to say two communities have seen lopsided support for either aid or rights, but not often both at the same time. And workers on both sides, scholars have come to think, but not often both at the same time. Actors in both communities have come to, so I think I have to say as a result, actors in both communities, have come to think. Come to think in adversarial terms, where one issue is advanced is advanced at the cost of the other, with arguments to de-link both fields from politics and make professionalize no lies. However, experts have argued that both issues should be discussed at the same time. This would mean that humanitarian aid is delivered at a steady rate, even during conservative administrations, and human rights concerns are discussed during bilateral agreements meant to engage with North Korea. Humanitarian aid is delivered at a steady rate, even during conservative administrations. That criticize human rights violations, and human rights concerns are discussed during bilateral agreements pushed by progressive administrations meant in order to engage with North Korea. Okay, very good. So that's what it means. Now I think I can now move on to the next paragraph here. The next part of information is from McDougall. The article is named Power and Politics in the Global Health Landscape, Beliefs, Competition, and Negotiation Among Global Advocacy Coalitions in the Policymaking Process, a participatory process of debate among different actor coalitions is vital to progress and can lead to greater legitimacy, accountability, and transparency. So, there must be a participatory process of debate. And then I'm reading on. There are examples of doing so, etc. So that's interesting. There's one recommendation that is pushing both, and then there is cooperation. So, like, you know, tailoring the narrative to fit both. And then there is cooperative development. Donations through international organizations increased the negotiation power. In a big way, these three things can be divided into first, simultaneous discussion. And then the second one is tailor a narrative. Third one is that there must be cooperative development, which includes donations through one international organization or a unified international organization. And there's another way of looking at things as part of a continuum rather than exclusive priorities. That's interesting. That can be part of the first point, which is about simultaneous discussion and looking at things in a continuum/narrative. So I want to put that here. And then put the pursue both issues at the same time as part of something that's really at the similar to the of discuss both things at the same time. And I can tell from reading these points that there are similarities, there are recurring themes. And so what I want to do is really aggregate them into the same categories and themes so that they can be discussed together. So there's another debate outcomes kind of thing coming from 38 North right here. So what I want to do is really put in that part with debate, discuss in cooperative development, right? That was in cooperative development. Nope, it just changed. Where is discussion? Discuss. Oh, so discuss is in part of the tailor the narrative part. So we can put that in there, like that. And I have a feeling that it's from 38 North debate outcomes. Perfect. So I think I want to make sure that the sources are not lost. What happens a lot here is you start putting in so many different points from so many different sources that the sources get lost. And if that starts to happen, that's a problem because now you don't know where, what came from where, and your legitimacy and authority of that information drops substantially. So you want to keep track of that. So that happened. And then there's seek mutual understanding. Seek mutual understanding can be one way of looking at, well, let's read what it is. Seek mutual understanding means that representatives of humanitarian organizations could be invited to make presentations of their work at human rights conferences and vice versa. Humanitarians could explain how projects contribute this is really more about tailoring. So once you start reading them, it becomes increasingly clear what the themes are, right? It says humanitarians could explain how their projects contribute to the implementation of human rights, for example, by fostering the learning of problem-solving skills at the local level without unnecessary recourse to central authorities. Human rights workers could explain how to nurture the idea that local officials should be accountable to the community and responsive to its needs. How great is that? So this is definitely tailoring. It's great that these ideas are clearly in these recurring themes, because now it makes it so much easier for me to just move these things in different orders so that we can say, you know, wow, maybe it is not very different recommendations. Rather, they are these things that are talked about a lot. Yeah. So yeah, that's one of the things.
Yeah, I know.
Oops, sorry. I am in a Zoom call with my colleagues right now, and I'm trying to. Oh, there we go. I muted that. Now, so I was able to put in one paragraph that was about these issues and put them back into where they belong, which is tailoring the message. And then, what we want to do now is. There's another tailor the narrative part here. So here, wait a minute. Tailor something to better the resonance. For resonance with pre-existing cultural norms, this would require training human rights in more economic terms and socio-economic terms. So these are interesting. And then there are parts about social welfare, etc. See these different kinds of ways of really integrating human rights issues into humanitarian aid. So that's very interesting. So that's tailoring the narrative. Another part is debating the outcome. Saving the outcome. Yeah. There are different parts right here, but another point that people mention, or at least was in the research material, is that there should be sharing of the resources. So people have shared financial resources, and there are ways to share that resource. Humanitarians can learn from the information they have about North Korea refugees, and human rights workers can learn from the experience of aid workers while delivering assistance. Right? So both have value, and both teach lessons that can guide further work. Interesting. So yeah, I'm going to pause just because of technical difficulties. Maybe no, I think things are fine. If I pause, I'm never going to come back to it, so I might as well finish it up here. This is another example of keeping yourself accountable. If you say, oh, you know, I've done enough, I'm going to work on it later, or I'll get back to it. As you saw in the previous episode, I took at least 10 minutes, 20 minutes of rest. And it's really harder to get back to your work once you say, you know, I'll get back to it. It's good to have breaks, but it's also important to have that focus and not being distracted from that focus. So another part, another issue raised here is engage in sober discussions. This is obviously about discussions with the other person. So in that sense, this is a recurring thing. It's just, guys, talk to each other, right? And where do we put that in? It's just debate stuff. Talk about it. So you talk about it here. Yeah, oops. And yep. Put that there. So, and then we can go on. Right? There's share resources. How can we put the share resources part? There's simultaneous discussion. There's seek mutual understanding. I think I can combine the first two points that I've found, the themes. I can say to tailor the narrative so that the two issues can be discussed simultaneously. Okay? And then discuss, obviously. I feel like a discussion could come at the very beginning because that's really where things are at. And sharing resources definitely feels like the cooperative development part, because if you're developing in a cooperative manner, you're also sharing resources. So let's bring the debate outcomes part to the very beginning, because that's really a very intuitive idea. It's like, when you fight, how do you get back in good terms again? You talk with each other. Communication is the key, right? To conflict management. So let's say first, discuss, talk to each other. Second, seek mutual understanding so that you can, which is also the same as clear narratives, so that both issues can be pursued. Okay. And now there are other parts to it. It says there are examples of cooperation. OK, things like that. So that would be probably at the very end, and saying like, you know, look at this. This has happened before. It is possible. Don't worry about it. And there's good reason to have hope, right? So these should really go at the end or after cooperative development, right here. All right, very good. And then next part, what is the next part? Oh my goodness. Oh, co-financing method with humanitarian aid. Human rights advocates criticize that the regime diverts money to weapons programs and the regime's burden of spending money on essential areas. A co-financing model ensures that the regime is also investing an additional amount of money separate from money already being spent in that area. This is also tailoring the narrative. Right over here, tailoring the narrative, that both can be done at the same time. So this is tailor the humanitarian narrative. So then I'm going to unindent these so that it's easier to look at them. And there we go. There we go. I'm going to unindent the human rights part as well so that it's easier to look at them. And there we go. Wow. And then we have examples. What is the next part? There's background information about cooperation, right? I think this is really all about sharing resources and information. I think these are all sharing information and cooperating. So I think that would all be in the share resources category. Wow, look at that. Would you look at that? Actually, I am actually very satisfied with the work I've just did, because although it may not look like a lot, I've been able to categorize all the information into different categories, namely three categories, which allows me to provide these arguments in an organized manner, right? It really allows me to provide them in an organized way so that it's easier for the readers to understand. Right. So proper development is really sharing resources. So what I can do is now write about the introduction. Now that I have a structure, I can introduce it and say, like, there are three big things that I will be talking about, which is these three things. What is it? Simultaneously, so tailoring it so that you can bring these issues simultaneously, discussion, and then cooperative development. Right? So maybe, just maybe, I would want to move these to the bottom, next to the next page maybe, so that it's easier to write the rest. Fair enough? Very good. Now, I think I'm going to write an introductory paragraph. This will probably always change, but regardless, it's the effort that counts.
So I'm going to start writing in here. Like that. And so I will be starting to write the introduction of the paper. So thank you so much for listening so far. And in that next section, I will be writing the introductory paragraph and then writing in the first paragraph into the paper itself. Okay? I'll see you next time.
Thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.